Every Wednesday, Current State brings you Neighbors in Action, a look at a local organization working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Lansing Love Your Block is a new initiative led by a coalition of community partners. Their mission? To improve the quality of Lansing neighborhoods by holding a competition for mini-grants. They're calling on the community to submit their best proposals for how to better their blocks. With us to talk about the project, Andy Crawford, Neighborhood Resource Coordinator for the City of Lansing. Hi, Andy.
Good morning.
And Jeff Burdick, Executive Director of the Ingham County Land Bank. Welcome, Jeff.
Good morning, Mark.
This is about obtaining grants, I take it, mini-grants to spruce up. Is it individual blocks, Andy, one block at a time?
It can be. The idea behind the Cities of Service Love Your Block blueprint is that citizens get engaged in projects that they are excited about in their community, in their neighborhoods. So that might be a block. It might be an empty lot, like Jeff will share, that are created by land bank property demolitions. It might be a project about activating an alleyway. There's a lot of room for creativity for neighborhoods to think about what would make the quality of life in their neighborhood better. And we're excited to see those proposals.
So if somebody is listening to this right now and they've got an idea for an alleyway or a block that really needs revitalization or sprucing up. Walk us through the process. What do they do? How does this work?
Currently, the requests for proposals are online and available for neighborhoods or groups to access. We're holding some grant workshops coming up. You mentioned the Allen Neighborhood Center. We'll be there on Saturday. Mayor Bonero would love to have neighborhood groups come out, talk with him and the Love Your Block team, and talk about how to write those grant proposals. We'll have a lot of partners out, and we want to help neighborhoods walk them through how to write a great grant proposal. That's going to be this Saturday. One of our favorite neighborhood restaurants, El Oasis, which is the taco truck on Michigan Ave, will be giving away some free breakfast burritos for the first 25 folks that are there. So we're always excited about that. But that's the grant workshop this Saturday morning, 9 o'clock at the Allen Neighborhood Center. There'll be another one on Wednesday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., and that's at the Neighborhood Empowerment Center, which is a fantastic resource, a beautiful building that is open to neighborhood groups for use. That's on the old School for the Blind property at 600 West Maple. That's from 6 to 8 p.m.
Can an individual do this, though, or do you have to be affiliated with some kind of larger group?
There needs to be a group, because this is going to take a big effort, and the goal is to really see how neighborhoods can collaborate either with community-based organizations. A PTSA could, Parent Teacher Student Association at one of our schools could write the grant, a social group, but there needs to be a group of individuals who can put together a great idea, and we'll help them do that. We'll help them write their budget proposal, and then we have some great resources to help them through project implementation if they're selected.
Jeff, where do you think Lansing's greatest areas of opportunity for revitalization are? How do you see this Love Your Block meeting some of those needs?
Well, Mark, I know this has been on Current State before. We're in the midst of hardest hit blight elimination program, where we're going to be taking down about 240 properties that are blighted in the city of Lansing.
This is the hardest hit blight elimination program.
Exactly. Okay. And we're partnering with the city of Lansing on that. And one of the main things that comes out of this is that once these houses are down, what happens next? And in many cases, these are neighborhoods that are really close, very walkable to a lot of assets in the neighborhood, schools, storefronts, those types of entities. So, for example, areas along the East Michigan Avenue corridor, for example, there are some blighted homes there, but we're going to be creating green spaces when these houses come down. I think that area is ripe for redevelopment in the future. But in the interim, a Love Your Block type of approach where, you know, those areas get green, turned into what's called neighborhood pocket parks, areas for the neighborhood to gather, gardens, be it beautification gardens or vegetable gardens. You know, sky's really the limit here. So we are creating green spaces, and we don't want them just to be areas that we have to mow into perpetuity. We'd like to see them obviously redeveloped in the future, but until that time, I think Love Your Block really fills a good niche there.
But clarify for us, are you directing the Love Your Block funds? When a mini grant is awarded, are you directing those funds to that's driven by the applicant for the grant, correct?
Yes.
It is. So the areas that that the land bank has identified along with the city of Lansing as being eligible for hardest hit blight elimination funding and demolition. We're also using those areas as being a required space for these Love Your Block projects. We know that those dollars will go further in those areas of the city that need that revitalization the most. So while those projects certainly don't have to be on a land bank property, that's a great opportunity. And it's a way we can talk about taking down houses, but building community simultaneously.
What requirements do the applicants for the Love Your Block grants have to meet when they apply?
They have to, one, like you said, be a group of some sort, and those can be groups of all sizes. And if it's a group that doesn't have the capacity to serve as their own fiduciary, meaning they need some support on their budget and executing the grant, they can partner with several of our community-based organizations, and we're happy to matchmake between an organization that can help and that group. Other than that, they have to have a really good idea. They have to be willing to collaborate with others, so they need to be matched up with some other organizations. They need to be able to engage volunteers. We know that you can't just do something like you asked earlier as an individual. We want to see some volunteers partner, and we can help connect volunteer organizations to those projects. They have to be willing to work as a cohort. So however many grants are awarded, we want them working collaboratively together so that they can share best practices over the course of the year. Mm-hmm. And so we can really learn what's working and what needs some help through these projects.
Andy Crawford joins us. She's Neighborhood Resource Coordinator for the City of Lansing, along with Jeff Burdick, Executive Director of the Ingham County Land Bank. We're talking about the new Lansing Love Your Block initiative, which will award many grants to spruce up neighborhoods or parts of the city that could use sprucing up. Jeff, how can someone know if they're in a blight elimination neighborhood?
Best way to find out is go onto our website, which is www.inghamlandbank.org. Call us. And also, if you're right next door, you're within a block of where a property is going to be coming down, you will be notified not only by our office, but by the demolition contractor that the house is going to be coming down. So it's not like a bulldozer is just going to come by the very next day and you're going to wake up and a house is going to come down next to you. So you'll be notified that a house on your given block is coming down well ahead of time.
I'm sure quite a few of our listeners know about the grant process, but what do you think, Andy, will distinguish a winning grant application from one that's just not successful? What do you think is going to make the difference?
There needs to be a plan for sustainability. So oftentimes we'll see a project that is a great idea, but doesn't have a good plan behind it about how that project's going to be taken care of this year and into the future. So a grant application that comes in and can really identify several neighbors that are in support of it, a large group of volunteers that are going to implement that project, and then a plan to sustain that project over time. Every project has a shelf life. We want to see, how are you thinking through that? How are you thinking about it for this year, but into the future going forward? And then definitely collaboration. If you have multiple organizations or multiple groups within the same area that are working together, we know you're on the right track.
Are there costs to the city or the county with this, Jeff, or is this entirely grant funded?
Well, from our end, this is our 10th year as the Ingham County Land Bank started in November of 2005. So when we first started, these properties, once we would get them through the tax foreclosure process, the costs were completely on us to keep them maintained.
But the Love Your Block initiative, this is entirely grant-driven.
It's grant-driven, yes. Yeah. And we do have, and I'll just add that we have resources within our organization. We have a garden program that will, I think, is a seamless team with the Love Your Block folks in terms of being able to provide resources for gardening and greening of these properties. So I think when you're asking Andy what would make a successful application, I think folks that are looking at other sources and other resources that are very resourceful and looking at other organizations for support will go a long way too in a winning application.
One of our focuses here on Neighbors in Action is the volunteer aspect. Mm-hmm. Once a neighborhood organization gets a grant, will they be able to pick up volunteers after the grant is already awarded and get people involved after the money's awarded?
Absolutely.
They can recruit more volunteers.
Yes, and we will help them to do that. Again, that's part of that cohort type aspect. As we award these grantees, we will be supporting them all the way through the process of implementation, looking to bring more resources to their project, recruiting folks like support from partners like the land bank and their gardening program, if that's what the neighborhood is working on, reaching out to folks at MSU and LCC who coordinate volunteer programs to make sure that we're bringing volunteers to those projects. So there will be a tremendous amount of support over the course of the whole year through implementation.
And online, where's the quickest place, the most convenient website, whatever, Facebook page to go to learn more about?
LansingLoveYourBlock.com is a blog that tracks chronologically all the great things we're doing with the Love Your Block project. You can also find it on Twitter at LansingLYB. So check that out.
We're talking about the Lansing Love Your Block mini grants. Andy Crawford is Neighborhood Resource Coordinator for the city. Jeff Burdick is Executive Director of the Ingham County Land Bank. Good luck with this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
And Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State. Tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.